Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna be a man, not a thug on the block, running petty scams, touching all these women with a pair of dirty hands, walking around like I'm tough, I wasn't tough enough, it's amazing how a baby innocent could call you bluff, or lady cause she's feminine, possessed the gift of love, every thug could be a scrub, cause he need a push and shove, just to be a real man, he don't wanna lead a fam, rather be a pig in a pen, eating eggs and ham, instead of bringing home the bacon, acting like he gave a damn, used to see me on the block, getting jocked for a gram, by a crooked ass cop, who liked the body slam, treat me like an animal and chase me when I ran, but now I don't run and I don't care about your gun. You can take my life today, I'll be a man when you're done.
Welcome back. We're live center stage. This is Liana, your host, I guess with the most, as Jacqueline would put it. And it looks like I'm flying solo again tonight, but that's all right. We still got a fabulous show for you tonight. We're going to be speaking with Lazone Graves of IBSA. He's the president of IBSA, and he chairs our Community Outreach Commission. And we'll be talking also with Damali, Damaliism, and he's going to be speaking with us tonight. He's our featured artist on the BBS Value Tour Show. And our family member, Kaimi Rochelle, she's going to be hanging with us tonight, telling us how she's doing things, how she got started doing things, and how she's just building and creating and becoming the magazine mogul of today. So right now we're going to take a little break and play a little bit of music for you. Let's go ahead and play it out with Boney James, Ain't No Sunshine, because it ain't no sunshine when Steven's gone. I don't know where he's at, but it's all good. All right, Ain't No Sunshine, and we're going to give you another advertisement by Exodus International. I got a little bit of company with me tonight. Jacqueline, is that you?
Yes, this is me. Sorry for getting here so late.
Thank you so much. I was getting so lonely. I was playing music to match my little melancholy mood because ain't nobody with me tonight. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Yeah, Stephen's on his way. He's in transit, so he's on his way to a landline.
Okay. Well, good. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and take this opportunity to allow you to talk so eloquently as you do about the BBS Value Tour.
Okay. I just want to say peace and love to everyone out there tonight. And thank you so much for coming by Center Stage. And definitely take the time to get your spotlight on. The BBS Value Tour is a movement. It's a little more than a tour. It's a movement. And it also manifests itself as an entertainment and business development product. Our core focus is the artist. It's a movement that centers around the artist as the storyteller of our culture and the keeper of our legacy. When we're all gone, it's the art that lives on, and it's the art that tells a story as to who we are as a people, what we've done, what we've been through, and what we literally have to leave for future generations. So it is imperative as a community that we support our artists and own our art. Therefore, we have control of the stories being told. We don't have to rely on propaganda. And also, we have ownership of the legacy that we leave. And this is very, very important. So it's a grassroots movement that rallies behind the artist, and we're also about building business building. So we want to create vertical paradigms, and in the manifestation of art, the artist is an entrepreneur and it is a business. So we each take a role, and we do business well. We create vertical paradigms. We want to move from the concept, from when the artist gets the idea, through retail consumption. We want to provide distribution opportunities. We want to have ownership in all of these areas. So that is what we're working toward. And that basically is the Black Business Space Value Tour. We showcase artists in every genre, performing artists, visual artists, photographers, fashion designers, actors, dancers, and we also showcase institutions. We have four core institutions we focus on. One is the Harvest Institute, which is a think tank for African Americans, founded by Dr. Claude Anderson, author of Black Labor, White Wealth, and Powernomics, Dirty Little Secrets, and more Dirty Little Secrets, and a few other books. And then also the National Black Theater, which is an icon in the Black theater world. They are an example of the vertical paradigm we are seeking to achieve. It was founded by Dr. Barbara Ann Teer, who just transitioned on in July of this year. And it's vital now more than ever that we do support the National Black Theater. They own their own property in Harlem, and everyone knows right now that is a place for gentrification, and they are doing their best to take over it. And now that Dr. Antier has passed on, the children and all are going through some hard times and fighting to keep what Dr. Barbara Antier has built. So it's necessary that we as a community support that, because we have no other institution like that in the Black community. And then it's the House of Umoja and their Think Green Peace campaign. We want to promote peace. We want to rally behind to deal with the violence that's going on in our communities and to engage into the green economy, which is a wave of the future. And then also the International DJ Trade Association, and it is one of the only trade associations for the DJ industry, and it is founded by a collective of African Americans who have founded the organization and run the board. So these are just some core institutions within our community that also help support the movement. These won't be the only ones, but for right now, we're just starting with a group of artists and these four institutions, and as a community, we want to get behind them and move them forward and set an example and create a roadmap for, you know, more to follow in ways in which we can build up more artists, more institutions. And it's, you know, it's exciting. Just come aboard. And, you know, everybody's needed. Everybody has a role. You can volunteer to serve on committees. You can, and at the very least, you must adopt an artist in an institution. That's the very least. Mm-hmm. So just come on aboard. Go to www.bbsvaluetour.com. Click on the online community and just join the community and fit in wherever you can get in. Well, you can get in wherever you want. We just glad to have you aboard.
That's right. I heard that. And you know what? Looks like we got Damali on the line. But before we bring him on, why don't you give us an update? How did the October Gallery event go? Everybody's probably excited to hear about how well that went.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. It was really good. it was at the Leocora Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so happy to get the postcards. They were done by Rebecca Jenkins, which is our featured visual artist. And we're bringing on more visual artists, but she's our featured visual artist, and she's heading up our art division.
All right.
And Rebecca's the bomb. So you know the visual artist is the bomb. You can't deny what Rebecca can do. They were nice. And
okay.
Even one young man named Knock, if you go over into the community, he's one of the latest featured members. He goes to Temple University, and the Art Expo is on Temple's campus. So chances are he heard about it at the expo. So people are joining. But it was great. The turnout wasn't as large as it normally is,
mm-hmm.
which is reflective of the economy. But
right.
It was still a lot of people. On Friday, it's always less people, but the students were there. That's when the schools come through.
Oh, yeah.
And Bernadette Standis and Ralph Carter were there, and that's Thelma and Michael from Good Times, and they did a wonderful program with the youth. And it's amazing how much kids like Good Times.
Are you kidding me? Are they connecting with Good Times?
Yes, they loved it. They were so hyped. They were hype.
That is so funny.
Even Bernadette, she was like, I couldn't believe how the kids really liked it. She said they were so stoked. And
okay.
I can hear them. If everyone can visualize, the International Art Expo takes place at the Leocora Center on Temple's campus in Philadelphia. And this is where Temple has all its big games. This is where the basketball games are held, concerts are held here. So it's that type of stadium. So you got your big marquee outside,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you have the upper level, and then you go, you know, go inside, and you can go down to the lower level where the games and the shows and all are held.
Oh.
So down on the lower levels where most of the major artists are, those are where the celebrities were. Bernadette Sanders has a book, so, you know, she was signing her book. They had a picture from Good Times. So she and Ralph Carter were signing it, so people were buying the picture poster and getting the book. And so all of those people were down there, and that's where they held the class with your youth. I was up on the second floor, but you could hear the kids just having a good time all the way where I was.
I love that. I'm surprised to hear that the younger generation is connecting with a show like that. Everybody's all into these new programs coming out. But, you know, Good Times, you know, I like Good Times because it actually shows the perseverance of a family in really severely hard times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like a lot of people said, well, it just depicted showing a black family poor in the ghetto. But look at how that family got along in the poverty, because, you know, poverty is a reality.
Yes.
You know, the housing projects, that's a reality. But the way they live their lives, and the parents, in that home, in the ways that they raise their children in the midst of all of the negativity. That's a shining example and the point that got across to me. So
yes,
maybe it's kind of getting across to the youth today, which is really good.
Yeah, it's in syndication now on a lot of different channels, I guess,
yeah,
because
like TV
of,
Land
you know, because
like
of cable
that
and everything. So
yeah.
I guess, yeah, they said it comes on Nick at Night. I didn't even know it came on Nick.
Yeah,
but it's
that's,
on Nickelodeon,
that's where the reruns. You can really
or,
get some good
yeah,
reruns.
Yeah, TV
on
One. There's like a lot
oh,
of
yeah, TV One, that's right.
And Nickelodeon. So, you know, the young people watch that, so they know about it. And which is, you know, it's a good thing. And
yeah,
that was exciting. And then the fun, Darren Stevens. He's the guy
Whoa.
That plays.
Uh-oh.
And,
sound like you got for Darren Stevens what I got for Diddy.
Yes. You know, the guy that played Lim in Soul Food.
Oh, yeah. Y'all
oh,
know who that is. Y'all stop acting like that. Y'all know who that is, Lim.
Yes. And when I was in the VIP room, right before he was leaving, he turned, he would talk to me, and I was like, hello, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It was
is
nice
it,
meeting
is,
him.
Is it safe to say you didn't want no autograph?
Oh, yeah. He's also a choreographer, but he's definitely.
Oh, he sure is.
Yeah,
he
he's
sure
definitely
is.
Nice
definitely.
On the eyes, I tell you.
Uh-huh. He choreographed
yeah,
a lot of groups coming up back in the day. I think even Justin Timberlake, NSYNC, and Backstreet Boys and stuff like that. Taught them.
And he was
well,
there all
say
weekend.
Something. Taught them how to dance.
Yeah. He was there Friday and Saturday, and then Ice-T and Coco came out. I didn't get a chance to meet and interact with them because they just came for one event. They had a Blacks in the Media panel.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I like me some Ice-T. He developed into a fine actor. So I respect his craft, you know.
Okay.
I remember I met him one time. I know he don't remember this, but brother used to, back in his player days, he used to hang out at Venice Beach. He used to have a group of women following him, little player, in his swimming shorts, in his hat, in his sunglasses. He was something else back then.
Okay.
I was enthralled. I see. But yeah. So, okay, all right, Jacqueline. Jacqueline gave us an update, another fine, fabulous event that we went out to support down in the Leah Court Center in Philly, October
yeah.
Gallery, Art Expo. You guys plan to catch it next year because everything that she was saying about it is really important. So we're going to keep it moving. What you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, just so I want to say real quick that, you know,
sure.
thing about that, everybody I had access to, everyone else had access to, and
mm-hmm.
what's important, it's one of our stops, and it was an opportunity for us to get our information out to people and all of our advertisers, you know.
That's
I
true.
Took time, and I walked everyone's information around two floors
mm-hmm.
all weekend, and I would take one person's at a time so that I would target the people that worked, who
exactly.
it worked for. So it's fun, and it's the way we get out, the way we interact, and we spread
yeah.
the word. So we're going to be in Atlanta next at the
okay.
Holiday Festival, Theater Festival at Seven Stages. So,
oh, that's huge. Give a date for that.
That's December the 19th through the 21st. Now, what's really good about that, the website is www.holidaytheaterfestival, and theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. But it's
okay,
Holiday
T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Yes, Holiday Theater Festival. And what's really good about that, right now the tickets are 50% off.
Is it .com?
Yeah, 50% off, and that's through the 27th, November 27th. So if you're, the tickets will be $20 full price. But right now, if you get a 50% off, they're only $10. And that's even better than the group rate. But if you have groups, they do have group rates available. But if you can, just take advantage of the $10 because the $10 is even cheaper than the group rate.
All right, regular $20.
Yeah, so it'll be like three plays you'll get to see throughout the weekend. They have poetry, including Queen Sheba, Deaf Poet Tommy Bottoms, Abyss, those two deaf poets, you know, Georgia Me, just some, you know, all of Nana poets will be out. They're going to have parties and
wow.
shopping. So you
yeah, that's huge.
Some holiday
you know,
shopping.
For $10? Are you kidding me? And then you said you can do some shopping because they have vendors there.
Vendors, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Whatever last-minute gifts you didn't get, you get to pick up while supporting what? The arts.
That's huge, y'all.
Several different arts at one hit.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, we're going to go ahead and bring Damali on. She's been waiting so patiently. Damali, thank you.
Have peace and love, Queen.
Okay, Damalism. Oh, somebody's radio on. I'm getting, sounds like some feedback going on there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you broke up a little bit.
Okay. I just hear a lot of feedback. I don't know if that's coming across over the airwaves. Can you hear that, Jacqueline?
No, I can't hear the feedback.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I didn't hear any feedback. I just heard, this sounded like you're breaking up a little bit. That's all.
Okay. That sounds, well, sounds a little, maybe it's just me, but that's okay. All right. Damali. Checking you out a little bit here, but I want you to go ahead and tell everybody in our listening audience who you are, what you're all about.
Okay. Well, my name is Damali. I am the CEO and founder of a company here in Philadelphia called That Stallion Productions. I've been producing artists from hip-hop to rock to pop for about 12 years now. I am a spoken word artist. I'm part of a group called Quiet Rage. Also, right now, sort of doing a little freedom. I also do a little solo stuff here and there also. I'm a musician. I play about five different instruments. I play the drums, keyboards, bass guitar, and percussion instruments. I'm also playing right now. I've been working for the last about 2.5 months, 3 months with a fantastic director and producer named Zahar McGill on a new musical, a spoken word musical of all things, that I'm putting together, which has been my baby now for like the last 3 months. I'm driving everybody crazy because I really haven't done anything else but work on this play the last 3 months. But, you know, it's a passion of mine. I'm dying to get something like this done as a challenge. And now, that's pretty much the gist of what I've been doing, you know, as a Damali the artist. Damali the businessman, started Death Star Productions, and we are growing faster, unfortunately, than I can keep up with. So I know it's a good thing, and sometimes it's a bad thing. I just have to increase my infrastructure, and I should be doing a lot better sooner. But it's an exciting company. Basically, it's all about the art, and it's all about supporting the arts, which, in my opinion, which aren't well supported or funded. It's almost all based off, like, all shoots of spoken word in a sense. But it's because that's, you know, I'm a poet by trade. You know, even though I guess I do a lot of musical things, at the end of it, to me, the music I play and compose is nothing more than sound poetry. You know, to me, it's all poetry. So with a company we started, Death Star Productions, we expanded, you know, to get other people included. I got a gentleman named Tim Hines to with my company now. We do website design now, and he's also a fashion photographer. We have Shireen Clark, who also does website design now. We have a new service which we just started, which is her name is Elizabeth Fuller, and she's offering a service. She basically works out of these real trendy clubs here in Philadelphia. But it's mostly like a marketing promotion thing that she does. And starting in January, and I'm saying a mouthful, starting in January, we partner up with a studio called Snap Studios. We're now going to be offering studio services from almost every rock band and every underground band here in Philadelphia around the clock. And we'll be working directly with them instead of sort of for them. We used to sort of work for Snap Studios. I was like the master producer there. Now I'm becoming like a partner with them now. So that starts in January. So it's just all real exciting things that's going on with me and my company.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it really is. You are multi-talented and a multitasker as well. My goodness. Talk about keep it moving. That's
incredible. Yeah, it's all about outsourcing.
Uh-huh, exactly. I like the way you think. And I'm just looking at a lot of the artists that you said, mixtape listing. Okay, yeah. So you're affiliated. You do mixtapes for a lot of these artists that I've been newly introduced to by the Master Griot Project, and it's just phenomenal. So let me see here. Now, did you talk about the Underground Storm Festivals? I'm looking at your page, and did you talk about
that? Oh, yeah. How did I forget something that big? I'm so sorry. The Underground Storm Festival. I'm going to be doing it again this summer. I'm messing up. Yeah. The Underground Storm Festival. It's a festival that me and Jackie Taylor Adams, we put together where we basically, it was a series of festivals. And we basically took underground artists and of all different types of genres and backgrounds and put it all on the one roof. Almost like a little Tuesday for Philadelphia. We had rock groups come out. We had Afro-punk groups come out. We had spoken word artists come out. We had some of the hottest hip-hop artists coming out of Philadelphia come there. And it was an all-day event. We do it at the Rotunda, right here at the University of Pennsylvania's campus. And it was just fantastic. We raise money for different charities each time we do it. And we pretty much really only focus on the House of Emoji now, only because most of the artists want to back up they really want to support and back up a charity, which really helps out with the volunteering in Philadelphia. You know, Philadelphia is a city of murder we love, so it's like that's a big thing here. So House of Moja is the most grassroots way that most artists all agree of combating violence in Philadelphia streets. You know, getting the kids off the streets, give them someplace safe and secure, and helping them become productive citizens. That's the real way of doing it. You know, anything else is really just, you know, lip service to most of us. And it's been very successful, and we're going to do it again this summer. We're all looking forward to it. There's a lot of people still calling us like crazy, like, yo, can we get on the festival this year? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, me and Jackie didn't even start talking about that yet. Yeah. So it's weird.
My goodness.
Yeah.
You got to, I need to take a commercial break for a shout out from the chat room from eBiz. My king, Damali. I guess that would be Edwina. Your king, Damali. That's quite a shout out, bro.
Nah, Edwina.
Okay.
Yeah, I love me some Edwina. So, Edwina, hi. What's up?
Camera call in and we just get off the line or what?
Well, you know, a vision's baby mama.
With
a group called Quiet Rage, and the other half, he says she's his baby mama.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
I've been confused with Vision. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's a baby.
I like that.
You know what, Liana, let's really take a commercial break. I want to play the commercial for Lockdown.
Okay.
Molly wrote and produced this commercial.
All right. Huge.
And then we can play one of his new pieces. It's We're Fighting, We're Rising. And maybe if we do his commercial and then play We're Fighting, We're Rising, and then we can come back and give people more feel for Damali and his work.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, you guys heard it. We're going to take a little break and give you the Lockdown. And then we're going to top it off with We're Fighting, We're Rising by Damali, and here it goes.
Dion, I have in parts of you a witty and much-needed gift, an invention. You shall go forth, and you shall call it the Lockdown. Now go. Spread it amongst our people.
They say that people with dreadlock hair have no place in corporate America. They say if your hair is long, you're either immature or rebellious. I say there's a subtle beauty in restraint. We must learn to lock it down. Just lock it down.
Lock the lockdown, 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 lock the lockdown. Like this. The words are deadly. I'm a sight like I got a razor to my tongue. Two guns, one microphone, I came to murder the poem. Black man with a big heart, I'm built for war. Rub out a call, trying to figure out what I'm fighting for. This is my life, what am I writing for? Them young boys hustling for Jordans. He chose the street over school. Bobby gonna die too soon. Leave behind a mother that's still missing you. But I'm sick and tired of just writing. Now I'm fist fighting with the system. Dirty cops, racist judges, public school teachers. One punch and I'm knocking the fuck out. Bad parents, if you get it too. My weapons are lyrical. I tried to preach you with words that were spiritual. But these are my black children, I love them. And you teach them wrong, telling them it's just a song. But take this as a death threat inside of a poem. I'm a word artist, face picture that only your eyes can see. Black kids follow me. Through poetry, I will fashion the image of God the Most High. This is your world, they can care less what it sounds like when a thug cries. Learn you, live your life, my revolution. Frontline soldiers, and I was born to fight.
Planet since the day of our birth. Through two nickel jams, the ground spits of Mother Nature stays a total bitch. This is what you're worth. And we got enough nuclear weapons to put the green skin and blue eyes in a motherfucker hearse. And what's worse, he can see the doom. Who's sitting like dead heads from a nuclear shroom? And the only thing in the way is pay for truth? Yeah, put your fist up, you. Life is a war, and that's a fact. You can never back down.
You fight back.
So away from the jaw, first blood, you attack. No cowards, no fear, I swear I'm here, I got your back.
Let's fight back.
If they try to show you no respect, you better break their goddamn neck.
It's blood back.
In this life, you will live, and you will die, and you will fight. So you're going to fight, fight, we will fight. We'll fight out of hate, fight out of love. Cause this has been said, if you sitting on the sideline with your hands tied, then you are already dead. So I'm going to fight. I'm fighting for these kids. You miss every race that kids, then you can't live in this world. Cause we're fighting, and I'm coming with an army. Dice coming to army. I'm coming with you to Mali. We fight. And everybody in our way that opposes the truth will die. That's what it is. Everybody will die. You ain't ready to fight. You ain't seen this before. When it comes to your door, breathe. Slow. That's your last breath. You ain't ready to fight. If you sit on that sideline scared,
I'm coming.
It's already over.
Okay. Wow. I think I'm about to pop off on somebody.
Like, I have a couple of anger issues I need to work out.
Really? I mean, yeah. Dang, anger management 101. get some help. Oh, my goodness. And I got a couple of more. Okay, you know, Damali, where's Edwina's child support? Okay. As you said, the commercial is hot. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that worked out so great for me. I was so lucky Jackie gave me that gig, because that gig is now like turning stuff into like six other commercial jingles I'm doing. My partner Tim Hines is a fashion photographer, and he played the jingle. He did the Fashion Week. Here in Philadelphia, he was the photographer for a lot of the what do you call them, clothing designers, whatever. And they love the jingle, and they how it's so fine tuned for the product, and it's like sort of in your face. And so for Fashion Week next year, I'm doing the music for like five different fashion designers for Fashion Week. So that's like a big honor. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, good. I get to make a commission, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like she's slick. I like how she slide that in there. We have, you
but
know,
that,
and,
that just that's the challenge that we have, and that's about, you know, working together and pulling together, and it's just like and I mean, we did that pro bono, but I said, would you do that so that we can build a portfolio?
Exactly.
And I said, just, you know, create some. He's like, huh? I said, yeah, you can do it.
That was huge. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so now, you know, we promote doing commercials, and like I said, it's that's just an example of how you can work with people and not have to be jealous of one another, and, you know, still work together, and everybody benefits. So.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
That's true. It's enough for everybody. We want to continue the interview with Damali, but we got a caller from the 951 area code on the line who's joining us, so just jump in whenever you want to. I think I know who this is. Who is that?
This is Kelly Tillman.
Oh, Kelly?
Yeah.
I was wrong then. Okay, Kelly. Mm-hmm. What's your name? Say it again.
Kelly Tillman.
Tillman. Okay. You just joined
Hi, Kelly.
Us tonight?
I just. This is my first time.
Okay, well, wonderful. Do you have any questions for Damali?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, then go on and
sit
back.
Just listening for now.
Oh, well, that's what it's all about. So go ahead and listen. Jump in whenever you have questions. It's a free-for-all, okay?
Okay.
We family up in here, okay? We
all
cut
right.
people off. We yell. So just
right.
enjoy yourself. Okay. So, yeah,
well,
Damali. Go ahead.
Leanna, let the audience know some of the other artists that Damali has produced.
Well, I was just going to, go ahead and answer that, Damali.
Oh, okay. I guess the ones you guys would know are, I produced, what's her name? Rapsy. I produced Rapsy's album, which is that was a, probably one of the biggest projects I've done in a while, because that's an entire album of just a few tracks. I did Quiet Rage. I worked with Infinite Life's album. They had Ruben's album, Tracy Lynn's album.
Oh, I like that.
I worked with tracks of Sunline Ra. I'm doing tracks. I did two tracks with Lyrispec, and I will be producing her album as soon as I finish this play. And I got to do, Bernard Collins. I did his album, Bernard Collins Jr. I'm getting somebody. Oh, and I will be doing Sice's new album, and I'll be doing new tracks on with Greg and Vision also.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah, I have everybody in limbo trying to finish the playoff, but as soon as I get the play done, I'm going to get in the studio and get all these albums done.
Yeah, that's huge. I see Rapsody listed here, too, on your page. You work with her, too. Yeah, you guys out there, a lot of these artists are featured artists of the BBS Value Tour, and you're really going to want to come to the community and check them out, because this is some quality stuff here. And, I mean, and I don't just say, ooh, I like your stuff, you know, just to be saying it. I was just amazed. I was introduced to these artists by Jacqueline, and I was like, what? I mean, it's just something different, new flavor, and they just bringing it. So, yeah, just check them out. We got videos up and everything. You'll get a taste of a lot of the people that he just named here. Okay.
Yeah, it's so funny looking, you know, Austin Rapsy do so well with her album. It's like, you know, in my mind, I remember her coming over to my house with bunches of ideas on different, you know, sticking notes and even on the back of napkins. and just, you know, we put it all on a table. I think, oh, no, take this out, put this here, you know, move this around here. And, like, the hardest thing about doing spoken word albums, like, I like doing them the most, because to me they're the most creative things for me to do. Like, you know, hip-hop albums, there's a formula. You know, I got to stick to a certain formula when I do a rap album. Rock albums, there's a certain formula when you produce a rock album. But the cool thing about doing spoken word albums is there are no rules. You know, it's like, you know, you basically just, wherever your mind takes you, it's okay in this realm. That's my favorite part about doing it. But, you know, it's like one of the weird things about doing Grassy's album, though, because she wanted to be more commercial, a little more commercial than art, you know, it was the slashing. You know, one thing is, you know, when you work with rock artists or hip-hop artists, if you tell them, okay, there's too many words here, you got to slide it down because radio won't play anything more than 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Most of the time, it's no big deal to them. You know, it's okay, hey, no big deal, I'll take this out. Boy, me and Rhapsody used to go at it. I just thought, Rhapsody, you can't have a seven-minute song, you know, poem. It's got to be, you know, like, and most folk artists, most of the pieces, they come to me, they tend to be really, really long. So, and they hate cutting their words out because every word to them is like their baby.
It's
it's weird. Like, that's the only difference with work with them. Trying to get that under the 4 minute and 30 mark. But, yeah, that was so much fun. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, you guys, we got Damali on the line. So, basically, what the next thing I want to ask you is your connection with the BBS Value Tour. How did that come about, the whole connection and the relationship? Because we're glad to know you and have you along with us. So how did that develop from the beginning?
I'm blessed to work and know Jackie.
She's the connection. Well, she is the glue in a lot of relationships going on here.
Yeah, Jackie, man, yeah, this is all a blessing by Jackie. You know, working with the Master Grill artist, it allows, you know, it allowed me to meet Jackie, and Jackie was like, you know, her vision for what she sees spoken word doing, commercialized in the mainstream, is a vision that I share. And the tour, to me, became another one of her distribution channels for her concepts. And it's all about positivity. It's all about the art. It's all about carrying our message across to the people. You know, it's about, You know, I'm a little bit more on my soapbox about this, and she might not agree with this next line, but it's also about stripping down some of the negativity about our people. You know what I mean?
Right.
For me, you know, for them, I'm a little more commercial, but you know, it gives me an opportunity to express myself artistically and seriously, not be a preacher about it. I mean, you heard my song. I did. I don't sound like I'm being soft or preaching, but the message is powerful about, hey, we got to fight for what is ours, you know.
Right.
And this tour is a perfect vehicle for that. You know, I get to work with these other fantastic artists, you know, Brothers Keeper and Vision and Just Greg and, you know, Rhapsody and all these other beautiful brothers and sisters. You know, I don't really, with the circles I run, have opportunity to do that. I don't have opportunity to meet someone like you. You know, you're all in California?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
this is beautiful. You know what I mean? I'm talking all the way across the country. Spreading my message out, hey, people, we Black Power, we love each other, and let's get this message out here and support one another.
That's true.
A beautiful thing. You know what I mean? And Jackie giving this opportunity.
The flavor is coming from the East right now. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of venues out here, artists out here and everything, but, you know, this is a nationwide thing going on right here, and now, you know, it collectively we're bringing the talent from the East Coast and bring it out here and showing people out here. Because I know just my little small circle of friends and everything, they've never heard stuff like this. You can't get it on the radio. So I just thank you for being, you know, being someone who's able to produce and work and bring this about, you know, as well as Jacqueline. I mean, like I said, when I became a part of this thing, I was like, okay, let me bring my little skills to the table. But then when she threw her artist out there, I was like, huh? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm happy to be down. It's on now. And so, you know, you guys are just bringing a flavor that is much needed, in my opinion, as far as I'm concerned. You know, we just need it. You know, we need the positivity back, whether it's in spoken word or rap or anything. And we need some angry stuff because it's time to get mad sometimes. So,
yeah,
so
complacency,
I'm really
yeah, complacency is a fear of mine. You know, I did this documentary for Penn State, and one of the things that we were talking about was the fact in Georgetown was a recent study where this scares me. 7 out of 10 Black people were told in Georgetown University, felt as though we've arrived. This is before Obama, too. By the way, this is like a year ago. So before he was like really hardcore running, they were like, we feel as though we've already arrived. And it's like, I don't know what things are like down there for them, but, like, I can't I can't drive in Jersey at night because they will pull me over and put my face on the hood of the car, even though, even though I'm a nice person. That's the reality of what I live in. You know, I can't go to the most corner stores at night because I could get shot. That is the reality I live in. We have not arrived. And if we start believing that complacency, then, you know, we're going to have more and more problems. You know, we actually got to sort of keep the message out there that we're doing a lot better, yes. But we've not arrived. And a closed mouth don't get fed. If we don't sit there and make noise and let people know, like, hey, we deserve better. Hey, them personal rappers, but we're not niggas and we're not bees and we're not hoes. You know, we're beautiful black people. we got to get that message out there to us. We've come a long way, but we got so much further to go. And what this tour is doing by uniting the business sector with the artist sector is beautiful. This has been done through other races and cultures for generations, and you guys are helping it to start over again for us, which is a beautiful thing, and it's a real honor to be a part of this process.
Yeah, that is so huge, and your interview tonight is just adding to what has been consistently a phenomenal show on Center Stage, because you're just bringing out the positive message. You're right. We haven't yet completely arrived. You know, there's still work to do. We're getting there. It's a work in process. Let's try to enjoy the journey on the way, but we're not completely there yet. And we need stuff like this to motivate us to keep it going, to bring that positive image. Because you're right. We're not the ends. We're better than that, and we deserve better than that. And that's what this show is doing right now, as you hear it. So let's see.
We got a lot of callers on the line.
I was just getting ready to say that. We got a packed hay house, okay? And so we're going to keep it moving. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and wrap it up. And please stay on the line if you like and jump in, because that's what makes a phenomenal dialogue as we continue on with the show. But I want to go ahead and ask you the proverbial question, and that is, if you had 30 seconds to Molly and you got the whole world listening to you, what is the thing that you want to communicate?
30 seconds for the whole world, okay? Mm-hmm. People of the world, we are all one people, all serving one God, all with one destiny. That's it. Remember that.
I love it. You guys hear it? Okay. Phenomenal proverbial closings every week, Center Stage. And so it looks like, we have all these callers on the line. And right now, it looks like our next interview, we want to kind of go down the line and see who's with us. But right now, I know we got time to talk to Kymie Rochelle. She's with us in the house tonight. What's
hey,
up, Kymie?
What's up?
Hey, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, how you
okay,
doing,
I'm
Liana?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm at Up in Smoke, which is in the Fontana area. They just opened up their other half, and so I'm doing this live radio interview from their barbecue shop. They have one of the hottest barbecues.
Huge.
Yeah, that's way huge.
Okay, well, hold on just a minute. I want to get to everybody on the line, give them a shout-out in case they're just, you know, flying and sitting with us so they can jump in, and then we're going to give you your extended interview. We got, because this is California. This is my area out here, y'all. So, I don't know. We bringing the house down in Cali, folks. Thank you for representing. We got a caller from the 310 area code. I'm not going to give your whole number out. It's 345. Who's this from this area code, 345 extension?
This is Christian Gonzalez, formerly of BET. What's going on, everybody?
Oh, wonderful.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful.
Hey, Chris,
okay.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, Kymie. Thank you for inviting me on the call.
Not a problem. We'll get back with you.
Okay. Kymie got her piece on the line. Okay, we got 310 area code 202. Who's this with us on the line?
This is Richard Gant. Hi, Kymie. I'm an actor, and I'm about to start working with Kymie on a project. I'm very excited about it and want to talk about it.
Okay. We'll have plenty of time to do that. So thank you for calling and joining us.
Hey, Richard. Talk with you soon.
Thank you, Kymie.
Okay, and we got somebody from the 909 area code, 486, who's on the line with us.
That's me. That's Danita, and I'm Kymie's assistant, and I'm also in the marketing and sales department. Hello, and I'm here
wonderful.
To talk about the wonderful opportunity in advertising with us.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling on the line, mm-hmm. okay, and joining us. Okay, we got another caller from the 909-578 area code.
That would be me. I'm Deion Davis. I'm calling. I was invited by Kymie and Danita. What's going on, Christian?
What's up, Fred? Blue Fly?
That's right, you know. And I'm here to talk about some investor relations opportunities as well as some promotional activities I'm working on.
Okay, okay. And we have somebody, don't recognize this area code, but we're glad to have you, 702 area code. Who's on the line with us?
That would be Ken. That's Las Vegas. Don't ever forget it.
Okay, not now. Okay.
I'm actually in L.A. I'm a friend of Kymie's. I'm a celebrity trainer out here in L.A., and we wanted to tell about the wonderful program we put together, Story and I.
Okay, well, wonderful. Well, thank you guys all coming. And so we're going to go ahead and get back to Kymie and go ahead and take the center stage, Kymie, and tell everybody who you are, how you got started, and what brought you to here today.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for calling me today to say that I, you know, can I be on the show, and I just was spontaneous and anything I could do to help you, because it always helps, you know, what I'm doing and the people that, you know, I work with. And first of all, I have to be a lot of people just know me on the internet from the magazine, but I also own Porterfields, which is our business consulting firm where we start corporations and we give them corporate financing. And then we have the Urban Lifestyles, Inc., which we publish our magazine, and we do the 411 Info Blast. And then I own Kymie Rochelle PR, which is a PR event and entertainment firm. And with that organization, we bring it all together and cross-market our clients and events with the print magazine, the Street King flyer distribution, gift bag, and now red carpet distribution. We're getting ready to start a radio, and we just have a radio station, and we just have some huge cross-marketing things that we do within our own house. And so what I wanted to do was this. I have about 10 major events going on, but we have like 5 of them coming up like really quick. And so I just thought instead of me just blabbling about myself that I would be able to just share just a little bit about each of those and let the persons that's over those tell you a little bit. So the first one that we're going to talk about is Kent Fugman. He's a celebrity trainer. We're getting ready to do a reality show for his training with various A-list artists. So Kent, give us a couple minutes on what you're doing, but not too long, baby.
You got it. Basically, what we want to bring is that my background is working with Tara Owens, working with NDIRE, and working with Taye Diggs. And we have learned, working with A-list people, there are the people that wanted to get the right amount of training, get the right amount of nutrition, how to do things the right way, which is things that are hidden from the everyday public. So our reality show, and I'm not going to mention his name, is being executive produced by one of these A-list stars, and we're going to bring some B-listers and let them come along and go through an actual training program legitimately that the audience can follow them through the training program. That way every exercise that we put on the show, you can actually do the home version. We're going to provide each episode is going to have a home version that the people of America can do at home, and everybody lose weight together.
Oh, that's real cool. And do you have a website?
Yeah, we have celebritytrainer.com is my website, but Kymie has a connection that will have all that information on her website.
Okay, not a problem. I like that.
Thank you, Kent. Mark, next,
that's
I'm going to go to
idea.
Mr. Richard Gant. I know him and love him as on Rocky. In fact, when Rocky first hit him, I was threw him on the car. I was happy until I met him. Now, if I ever beat Sylvester Stallone, I'm going to tell him I didn't like that he hit my best friend.
Oh, and he was
anyway,
Rocky.
Richard, go ahead and tell us what we're doing, Richard.
Well, first of all, yeah, I was in Rocky. That's quite a while ago. I'm glad that you remember that. My most recent stuff that can be seen right now on the tube, I think, is Special Unit 2, which still comes on Sci-Fi Channel, and Deadwood is still coming on HBO. And meanwhile, I'm waiting for another show to be picked up by TBS, hopefully, and and we'll see what's happening. But I, listen, folks, I met Kaimi, and I was so impressed with her energy and her excitement level and the kinds of things that she wanted to do and was looking to do with her magazine, Urban Lifestyles, that I pulled her onto a team, and hopefully I can keep her, onto a team with me working on an internet television channel where we can access the entire World Wide Web. And we'll be doing a bunch of different things across multiple platforms. We're looking to work with the Pan-African Film Festival and a number of other film festivals around the world. It's just exciting. I can't wait to take our next step. And Kaimi, thank you so much.
Wow, not a problem. Thank you so much. Okay, next I want to go to Christian. Christian is one of the major producers that's in Los Angeles. He has some major events. He produces two major events anyway every week on a Tuesday and I think on a Saturday, but he'll go over that. But he has two major red carpet events. And, you know, we're starting to get into more featuring of the celebrities for the red carpet event. So, Christian, go ahead and take us away and tell us what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Kaimi. Well, my name is Christian Gonzalez. I'm formerly of BET. I was their director of ad sales for 2 years, and I now run my own advertising agency. As Kaimi mentioned, I've been in the promotional game for now, gosh, I'd say at least 15 years. Of those 15, at least 6 of those years in Los Angeles. And we have two phenomenal events coming up, one of which is going to be taking place next Tuesday at the Aqua Lounge in Beverly Hills. I work with a promotional team of names that many of you may be familiar, some which you may not, names like Roland Wirt, Mark Gaspard, Stanley Stain, Don DeBigney, Artis Leftage, Derek Pipkin from PIP Entertainment, many of you have heard of Party in Palm Springs, Chuck Mathis, Larry Moore, the list goes on. And we have an event coming up next Tuesday evening in support of Darcy Donovan's birthday, which will be benefiting the AIM Foundation and Safe Passage. This is going to be a red carpet affair with artists being featured such as Brian McKnight, Eric Benet, Vivica Fox, Tisha Campbell, MC Light, Jamie Foxx. The list goes on and on and on. That'll be going on next Tuesday night. The red carpet will begin at 7:00 p.m. So we're trying to get as much support as we can out there. The Aqua Lounge is located at 424 North Beverly Drive in Beverly Hills, California. And then we have an event the following Saturday. I stand corrected, Thanksgiving night. Many of you may have heard back in the day, you guys have heard of the Speakeasy, Maverick's Flat. Well, we've got the 20th.
Oh, yeah, Maverick's Flat.
That's right. We got the 20th anniversary reunion of Paradise 24.
What?
Yep, okay. Hosted by Vivica A. Fox and Andre Russell, AJLH.
You are kidding me. That's huge.
I lie to you not. We have, if you remember, back in the day, I mean, we're talking about, this is 20 years. Can you imagine how much time has passed since then?
That place was popping. Okay. Okay, that's huge. I'm sorry. I'm telling my age. No, Paradise, y'all don't know, Paradise 24. Woo! Okay.
That's right.
Christian, give them your website.
We got it going on.
Give them your website, Christian.
It's going to be, I'll give you my email address. It's urbanfellowship@yahoo.com, urbanfellowship@yahoo.com. And we have that 20th anniversary going down on Thanksgiving night, which is November 27th. We're going to be honoring Stevie Wonder. We're going to have, I mean, a ton of celebrities in the house. You name them, they're going to be there, and it's going to also be a red carpet affair. We're reopening it up, y'all, so we hope to see you all there. The red carpet on that event starts at 9:00 p.m. on Thanksgiving night.
Thanksgiving night.
Yeah. And what I'm going to do is put the information on our website so people can see that also. Christian, thank you so much. And people that come down from the radio, just make sure you see me, and I'll make sure that you guys get on the camera and say good shout out from BBS, okay? Now let's go to Dion. Dion, how you doing, baby?
Excuse me, Kaimi, real quick. Give your website.
909, that's my area code, www.urbanlifestyles.com, which is urbanlifestyles.com. It'll be up, everything will be up tomorrow, urbanlifestyles.com.
Okay, keep it moving.
Okay, one more is Dion. How you doing, Dion? Are you here?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Okay. I'm doing wonderful. Tell them about our event that we're doing that's going to be hot in the IE.
All right. We are hosting what we feel is Southern California's largest New Year's Eve party. It's going to go down at the National Orange Show in San Bernardino, red carpet affair. We're expecting over 3,500 people to attend. We have VIP tickets offering exclusive all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink, and a special showcase that will be provided to our VIP guests. There's nowhere else you can get anything like that for the price that we're offering it for New Year's Eve. That's going to be going on. The VIP affair is going to be wonderfully decorated and provided by the Urban Lifestyle crew. They're going to do a fantabulous job on providing the wonderful fanfare and decor and the ambiance for this particular arrangement. It's going down New Year's Eve at the National Orange Show.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, so basically why I wanted to bring them on is because a lot of people don't understand really what I do, Liana, so I just thought I would just kind of show a wide arrangement of my businesses that come from all the different business entities that I have, and I cross-market them. And I created a program that is called an affiliate partnership program. I don't do sponsorships like you do this for me, you put my logo on this. I don't do that. What I do is I come in with organizations like we're almost a partnership with them, and we just really move on a project, whatever it is on that particular level. So we specifically work to grow, to give wider reach and more cross marketing for the clients or the vendors or whoever, and it gives more value for whatever it is that we're doing. So I wanted to kind of show that by showing the different levels of the different people that are coming from the industry. So a young lady named Kelly was supposed to come on because there's a major community development program.
Come on. Hi, Kaimi.
You here, baby? Okay. I didn't hear her say
Kelly.
Here. I was just about to tell them about the Inland Empire and the major community development project that's going
on. You start.
You go ahead and finish it. Go ahead.
I'm going to finish, but, you know, just keep it going.
Okay, well, she's here. She's the escrow. She's one of the top escrow young ladies in the field, in the business. That is not easy to say. So she is handling in the IE. And she is really bringing this together for this major collaborative, and we're going to be submitting information about it within the weeks to come. But it is huge for the San Bernardino Inland Empire area, and she is right at the center of that, and I'm so proud of her. And my firm is going to be collaborative with that from our Porterfield's business service side. And so we'll be able to, anybody on any level of where their credit is, we're going to be able to buy a house. We're going to have investors opportunity. It's just going to be huge, and it's coming up like within the next month. So we're going to be hearing some things about it in the weeks to come. So that's kind of what's happening with that. So basically that's what I was thinking about what is it that I wanted to say, and I just thought I would let different partnerships of people that give me an opportunity to do what I do, to give them an opportunity to promote what they do. And one of the other things that we're doing to bring it all together for the magazine is because we have to go national and we have to raise our rates and do those types of things, I want to make sure that I continue to promote small businesses that really don't have the funds to advertise or nonprofits that don't have enough money to get their message out. And so I created a program called the Community Collective Ad Rate, and that's where the community can just put in $1 or $2 or $5, and it goes into a fund, and those funds allow me to offset those costs, because in the past I've just been paying for everything myself. And my first year was to grow the magazine. I wasn't really focused on the money. I needed the money, but I just needed the branding and the awareness and the reach. And I have that. It's still not where it's going to be, but it's way further than it is, and it's enough to start focusing now on getting money through the door to do the next level of what we wanted to do. So in doing that, we're creating a new fragrance. Our Miss Liana is creating a new fragrance, and it's called Lifestyles. And it smells so good. It smells so sweet because life is just sweet. It's just, it can be so sweet. And so we're going to be promoting that, and I'm going to be giving samples away to all the red carpet bags. And people that purchase the product, money from that is going to go into the fund to help offset the pricing for the small businesses. So we're very excited about that, and we want to thank you, Liana, for creating it, because she's putting the smell together for us, and she's putting everything together from the body scrub, the body lotion, the body perfumes, and what have you. So, Liana, thank you so much for that. Last but not least, I want to bring out my right-hand man, woman, tied to my hip person, Miss Danita. Are you still here?
I'm still here, and it sounds like everybody's so excited. I love it.
Yes. Okay, well, tell us a little bit about what you're doing real quick, because I'm trying to keep us in our 15 minutes, so I don't know where we are. But
I'll make it really, really, really super brief. First of all, I got to just tell you that I'm extremely excited just to be part of this urban lifestyle. I'm excited about talking about the advertising packet that we do have. In addition to what Kaimi was explaining, to help our advertisers that may not have the funds to advertise, we do have a package that is about $500, just so everybody will know. But what that would include is a full-page colored ad in our printed magazine that would be in the Los Angeles and the IE area. That also includes 3 months. That will be December, January, February. We also have 3 months of our 411 blast. And if you guys are familiar with that, you know that that's very, very effective. So whatever type of business that you have, it's gonna pop off with that 411 blast. We also have flyers or any type of products that go into our gift bag. So whatever events that we go to, guess what? You guys are going to go there too, by product or flyer. So think about it. If you guys have any questions or concerns, I'm the one that you come to. I am the go-to woman. The number is 909-486-8263. Again, that's 909-486-8263. My name is Danita. My phone is on 24/7. Let me know how I can help you, and we can do that. Urban lifestyle, number one.
Okay, and I could not leave out of the house without having the gracious host of where we are. We are over at Up in Smoke, and I'm going to put her on the line, and she can introduce herself and what they're doing, because it's really wonderful. Here she goes.
Hi, this is Felicia with Up and Smoke. We're over here at 7373 East Avenue in the lovely city of Fontana. We're doing live comedy on Thursday nights, and we're doing jazz on Fridays and Saturdays, and we have a lovely gospel brunch on Sunday. So come and be our guest and join us and have a hallelujah time. Thank you.
Okay, what's the address again?
7373 East Avenue.
East Avenue.
7373 East Avenue. We also do catering. Our telephone number is 909-463-7242.
Their family environment.
This is a lovely family environment. Bring all your family and friends.
Do you have a website?
www.upandsmokebarbecue.com.
Is it just B or BEQ.com?
BARBECUE.com.
Oh, yeah, BE. Okay, you spelled it. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. One other thing. One of the first people that advertised in our magazine in September when it came out, we didn't even have a magazine. They were one of the first people that supported us, and I really try to support those that support us. I'm going to really hook them up with some great things. I just want to tell her, thanks. Up and Smoke. Up and Smoke.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, that's the crew, and that is basically what we are, you know, working on, or what I'm working on, and besides the magazine, which is a handful, and the national magazine, we're going to be coming out with our radio show that's going to launch within the next week or so,
And that's about it, Leona. I'm just really excited.
Yes.
I'm so happy to see you. You are just growing leaps and bounds. Girl, I'm proud of you.
I'm trying. I'm doing a little something here. But I ain't got an entourage like you yet. So I'm going to try my best to keep it moving.
Can I say one thing before we end?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I would like to say if there's any real estate investors out there that
what's your name first again? I want to get
Kelman, that out there. I'm sorry.
Say it again.
Kelly Tillman.
I'm sorry. There's
Kelly.
A little bit sad.
I'm title in escrow for a national title company. And I'm currently working on a project in the Inland Empire with the Assembly District. And we're trying to stabilize our neighborhood and our community. And we are looking for investors who would like to team up with us in purchasing foreclosed and REO properties.
Excuse me, Ms. Tillman?
Yes.
My name is Dion. I have a company called Alexander Davis Investor Relations. I may be able to assist you with that. Feel free to get in contact with me at 909-578-1202.
She already going to get in contact with you because I'm on the collaborative, so we all going to be up in there.
Yes,
you just ain't
heard
it yet.
Okay. And Ms. Tillman,
yeah.
When you say your first name, I always get static. So could you say your first name again?
Kelly. K-E-L-L-Y.
Tillman.
Yes.
With an H?
With an A. T-I, with a T-I-L-L, M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy.
Okay, and recite your phone number again.
951-544-3563.
Okay, got you. Got you in the chat room. Okay, well, wonderful. Uh-huh. Well, you guys, okay, audience.
Okay.
Wow. There's a wealth of information right here. And I'll say.
Now, imagine me trying to say all that myself. There's no way I would have been. I would have been like, I. There's no way. So I'm letting people do what they do and let them shine. They are
and
so
you forget,
awesome.
You forget somebody and make them mad, you know? Okay. We can't have that. It's
so
all
much,
about
honey.
Unity.
Well, we're just going to take a quick commercial break, play a song, and we're going to come back because we still haven't done our closing question with Kaimi. And if anybody has any questions for Kaimi or any of her partners, because they seem very interesting, so we'll do a quick commercial, then Blood Money, and we're going to come right back.
Was that Jackson? I don't know if that was Jacqueline.
Yes, this is me,
Kaimi. I didn't know, because I'm not on the computer. I don't even know who's online. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm so sorry. How are you?
I'm great.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also, travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Do, 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 yeah. Do, 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 thought about what the dollar bill is made of. Malleable, indestructible in the permanent press cycle of my washing machine. Secrets permanently pressed beneath the seams from the heat of the dryer. Crisp, thin. I think it's skin. Skin like the skin that you're in. Perfect canvas of carbonated melanin. You trade me for food and rocks while Caucasians plot me for melanin drops in Mexico to cure their melanoma. Sarcoma of the mind. Subliminal messages traced in the bark of the acacia tree masonically. By the seventh pyramid seal on the back of the bill. Synaptically cut off the mother of nations that has no sensory perception that her greatness is real. Confused by those who filleted our ancestors' outer garments to make lampshades. All for that. All for that. Dollar, dollar bill, dollar bill. Punishment for high priest papyri makers who refuse to translate esoteric truths. Colorful reminders of the thousands of youths that go missing every year, guarded by the owl in the corner. Mitigating barcode trances over the enslaved who never came across the seas in European ships, but in the back pockets of capitalists. Traded today for freedom, traded today for comfort, for freedom. The presence of your ancestors that you crave, circulated worldwide, so for days you may see the world from behind bars or through the perforations of green, acquiring false wealth to mask yourself in a cloak of bills like Ric Flair's. Woo! But where's the dagger in the thug swagger, sniffing cocaine lines through the rolls of your self-esteem across your grandmother's face and you ponder if she sees you for real. The next time you extract that dollar dollar bill from your pocket and it's wet, think about it. Is it her tears or sweat? Hidden mystery without a doubt. Asiatics never figure out. Teach them to fold it just like a book. And on the inside they'll never look. I wonder why so many must die. Running around to now backed by gold nor silver, it's true. The real value to the bill is you. And then I heard just the other day, they got a brand new 50 on the way. I could have sworn I saw your face. You saw the silver in the faces on the dollar bill, yeah. Makes me wonder why so many people disappearing every year. Get their face on a dollar bill. Are you green with envy for chasing me around every night and every day? To get your face on a dollar bill. Next up, 20. Chasing me around every night and every day. To get your face on a dollar bill. To get your face on a dollar bill.
You ever thought about that dollar dollar bill?
I think about it all the time.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you. Think about it. Dream about it.
Yepper.
Ever. Okay, so we want to go ahead and continue on and wrap up this interview with Kaimi Rochelle and her well, we lost most of her entourage, but she can take us out with the proverbial question. And it is.
Well, first I want to say, I didn't know Miss Jacqueline herself was on the line because I usually am in the chat room, and I didn't hear any of the before interviews. I just picked up the phone, so I really do apologize for that. Jacqueline, first of all, I want to thank you guys for allowing us to be on the show. And you are just the level that you are and the vision that you have. You're truly a visionary, and that's really what I admire about what you do and anything that I can do to ever assist you in whatever it is that you're doing and any of your artists that you're doing. All you have to do is just give me an email, and you have my full support. So I really, truly am telling you that from the bottom of my heart. Okay.
Okay.
My proverbial thing is, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I said, you just know, you know, if y'all need any artists, we got a full slate. If you need to book any artists, you know, let
okay.
us know.
Okay.
California, we'll be contacting you.
Okay, very good.
We can do the Obama thing and reach across the aisle.
Okay.
okay.
Reach across the internet.
Okay. So yeah, that's how you.
And 2 seconds.
Wesley.
So, I always say I thank God for an opportunity to start all over again today. So whatever happened yesterday is gone. Right now it's a new day. You have a new site, a new opportunity to change things. And one of the quotes we have for the magazine is to grow self, grows others, which in turn grows the communities. You have to start within yourself. Change yourself, you're going to change others because you're not going to deal with riffraff. You're going to stay focused on what you're doing, and the whole community is going to change. Look at the Obamas. It's the Obama era, and my slogan now is, it's Obama era, baby. We are not playing right now.
Okay,
so,
we are not playing.
Thank you, guys. Woo! We ain't
okay.
playing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was huge. Okay, another fantastic show. I just don't know how we use it. I'm sorry, say it again.
We got a couple more minutes left. So what were you saying, Lady Liana?
Oh, no, I was just saying it was another fantabulous show, and I just don't know how we pulled it out without Steven.
I know. What happened? We thought you was on your way, Steven. What happened?
We miss you, Steven. That's all right. You'll get back with us next week. So I hope everything is all right with you, but we tried to represent you in your absence, and Jacqueline came on. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for saving me from solitude. And that was incredible. That was an incredible show. We just got to keep it moving. Damali, oh, my goodness, thank you for bringing the Damaliism. That was just fabulous, okay? You guys right there can see just how we're just putting out the flavor and the fantabulousness, and we're doing some top-rate work here. We're working with some movers and shakers. And you guys, if you don't know, you better figure it out, figure something out. We're giving you all these links, bbsvaluetour.com, the community, www.bbsvaluetour.ning.com. Put up your profile. We'll give you a chance to come and shout out your business and what you do. We want to hear about you because when you put your profile up, you become family, and that's what this is all about. We're family here. Like I told the other caller, just come on the line, kick it, shout, dialogue, whatever. We're here to rep you and rep what we're doing. And as we go out, any last closing words, Jacqueline?
No, just, you know, as always, here on Master Griot Radio, we speak for you peace and love. And since Damali so inspired us and in the spirit of Steven, because Steven has been expressing to me all week, he's feeling that after the election and a black man became president, that we're getting complacent. And then Damali spoke on that again, that can't get complacent. Like he said, he still can't go to Jersey. You still can't go out a certain time of night. It's still high reportings of killings. There's still work to be done.
Yes.
And it needs to be done just like Obama got where he was, from the community grassroots level. So let's
come together
and let's market a healthy community. And our artists, they do that for us. So.
Okay. Well, you heard it here. I kind of like to hear that cut libations. Can we take them out with libations, too, from Brother's Keeper?
Okay. Well, we'll do libations, and then we'll run right into We Rising.
We'll run into what is that?
We Rising.
Okay. All right. Okay, you guys. Peace
we're
going to
go Libations, which is by Brothers Keepers, and We Rising is Master Griot artist Mrs. Betty Sun, a.k.a. Shyster, and Chris Cream.
Okay, you heard
it. Alrighty, so see you next week, same place, same time. And this is what, Liana?
And Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and we out.
Yes. And what's this show? What's the show? Everybody say it. Sinner stage.
Same time, same place next week. Blog Talk. We out.
Still feeling the pain from exiting the womb of ignorance into a world designed to kill me at birth. I am protected. The Elder Council consisting of Grand Grand and Baba, Doc Jones and Mama Ya, Lucky, Stormy, and then Antoine and Geraldine, Doc Sobo, Sister Parsi, and Brother DeBril send forth the energy to make us feel our work is not in vain.
Youngest son.